FEMA of Reserve Bank of India has got specific guidelines for imports as also for exports. I am not going to go into more details, but I'll explain to you in a nutshell each and every point. But when you enter import business or you enter export business, you have got to ensure that you simply comply with these guidelines by studying each and every point which I have given you. They will be insured by your bank, AD code number bank, authorized dealers bank, who will ensure that you stick to these guidelines. Otherwise, your payment will be held up by the bank. First, remittance for making payments for imports in India can be made after ensuring that all requisite details are made available by the importer, that is your supplier's export contract. And bank will ensure that the remittance is for bona fide trade transactions only. Not only that, but the foreign exchange which you have remitted, bank will ensure that it has been utilized for that purpose only, that is import of those goods which you have declared that you want to import while remitting the money. And evidence of import in the form of postal appraisal form or customs attested bill of entry or certificate has got to be submitted to the bank. Of course, nowadays this is all submitted by the customs directly to the banks, but you have got to ensure that your import procedure is complete in all respects. Why? Because banks have got to satisfy themselves that the quantum of foreign exchange which has gone out and the value of the goods that you have received over here are one and the same. And this transaction has got to be completed within 6 months. Banks can permit settlement of import dues in case of any disputes or financial difficulties. You can ask for additional time. However, if you have got any interest clauses for delayed payment, etc., etc., they cannot be more than 3 years from the date of shipment. And deferred payment arrangements up to 5 years are treated as trade credits. Banks can grant extension of time for settlement of import dues up to a period of 6 months at a time. You have to apply for extension as and when you need. They will of course check the quantity, quality. Of course, they are not interested in the quality of the goods, but quantity and all other details are as per terms of the contract. Guarantees. Large importers, they need a lot of guarantees. Sometimes they get material on credit. For that, they have got to give a lot of guarantees. Yes, banks are allowed to give guarantees on your behalf. And authorized dealer may give guarantee in the form of letter of undertaking or letter of comfort for any debt, obligation or other liability incurred by a resident in India and owned to a person resident outside India for import of goods. Bank, in ordinary course of business, can give a guarantee in favor of a non-resident service provider, NRI, on behalf of a resident customer who is a service provider. Bank may also permit a resident in India to issue corporate guarantee in favor of overseas leases or lease financing arrangement. Advance remittance for import. Yes, banks can allow without ceiling. But subjective condition is if you give credit beyond 2 lakh US dollars, an irrevocable standby LC or a guarantee from an international bank of repute should be taken. Bank is satisfied with the track record of the importer. Yes, this can be waived up to a level of 50 lakh dollars. But in case of rough diamonds, you know, we are one of the largest exporters of gem and jewelry. We import a large quantum of diamond and transactions are very huge. So here banks are allowed remittances for rough diamonds directly to the mining company as advance payments without any bank guarantee or standby letter of credit. Guidelines for export. Here, a word of caution if you want to become an exporter. You have sold goods to a foreign buyer. Export, okay. If anything happens to the payment, as far as FEMA regulations are concerned, Reserve Bank of India will hold you, that is the exporter, liable to realize the foreign exchange and ensure that it is repatriated in foreign proceeds into India. It would be totally your responsibility. Amount representing a full export value has got to be received through AD Category 1 bank in the following manner: bank draft, pay order, bankers or personal checks, foreign currency notes, foreign currency travelers checks from buyer during his visit to India, payment out of funds held in foreign currency accounts, various types of foreign currency accounts, or international credit cards of the buyer. Mind you, international credit cards, not local credit cards. There is an export declaration form. Of course, as of today, normal export does not require an export declaration form because the document that you present to the shipping company automatically becomes an export declaration form because it is simultaneously transferred to the Reserve Bank website. Therefore, bank gives waivers to exporters. But if you need payment for export promotion where no goods are coming in, you need to take a special permission. Sometimes they are waived to the extent of 2% as per foreign trade policy, 2% of average annual exports, subject to maximum ceiling of 5 lakh. Foreign trade policy enhances sometimes to 10 lakh also. But every year, the foreign trade policy is either amended or some form of changes are occurring, and these figures may change accordingly. Exporters who are not involved in any foreign exchange transactions, where you can give some free gifts or get free samples in India, there is no foreign exchange involved. So there you don't need any kind of export declaration form. Export remittances, all transactions between a person resident in India and a person resident in Nepal or Bhutan may be settled in Indian rupees. As I told you right at the very beginning, Indian rupees are legal tender in both these countries. It can be settled in Indian rupees. Facility for repatriation of export-related remittances by entering into standing arrangements with online payment gateway service providers, OPGSPs, are also available. That basically means that if you have an app with you, international credit card, your foreign buyer can send you money through the foreign international credit cards, and it can be settled on online payment gateway services. Again, there's an Asian Clearing Union. I'll explain to you in a later chapter. Asian Clearing Union are Asian countries. They have gone together. They have come together and formed their union for exchanging their currencies in a local currency level. You need not go to US dollars always. And here, Asian Clearing Union, the transactions are based on ACU dollars or ACU euros, where one ACU dollar is equal to one US dollar or one ACU euro is equal to one euro dollar. Asian monetary unit are denominated as ACU dollar or ACU euro. Taking into consideration of all these evolving international trade practices, Reserve Bank has decided to allow third party payments for export-import transactions. That is merchanting trade, I told you before, third party. Or if you export to country A from India but receive money from country B, so this is third party payment. It is allowed. Only subjective condition is that the third party has got to be mentioned in the invoice along with the first and second party. That they are allowing such kind of payments. Exporters have to realize and repatriate the full export value of goods, software, services in India within a stipulated period from the date of export. The realization period for export is normally 9 months from date of export. For exporters, including SEZ status holders, EOUs, units in EHTPs, STPs, and BTPs. I'll explain to you all these at a later chapter. Goods exported to a warehouse established outside India, there you always get an extension and the proceedings realized can also be repatriated, but within 15 months from the date of shipments. You've got various types of foreign currency accounts, but one of the most frequent accounting system which you will need as an exporter many times. If you are a participant in international exhibition or trade fair, you are granted general permission for opening a temporary foreign currency account abroad. And you take goods out of India as samples. Maybe sometimes the samples are sold during exhibition itself. That proceed you can deposit into the account which you have opened. After the exhibition has been completed, the balance amount standing in that account has got to be repatriated within 1 month from the closure of the trade fair. Banks may allow exporters having good track record for opening foreign currency account with banks in India and outside India also, subject to certain terms and conditions. Advance payments for export. Yes, you can receive advance payments for export from buyers and shipment is normally required to be made within 1 year from the date of receiving the advance payment. If at all any interest rate is applicable, it has got to be based on LIBOR, that is London Interbank Exchange Rate, plus 100 basic points. This, of course, your bank will calculate this. And of course, documents covering the shipments are routed only through AD Category 1 bank. Even the advance payment has got to come via same bank. Banks will also allow exporters having a minimum of 3 years satisfactory track record to receive long-term export advance up to a maximum period of 10 years to be utilized for execution of a long-term supply contract for export of goods from India or for large projects. Banks may also allow purchase of foreign exchange from the market for refunding advance payments of various exporters accounts, etc., etc. Banks can also allow exporters to receive advance payment for exports of goods which would take more than 1 year to manufacture and ship. Yes, specific permission has got to be taken. An export agreement should provide for shipment of goods extending beyond 1 year. Of course, bank will grant EDF approval for such type of transactions and also for re-importing for repairs, maintenance, testing, calibrations, etc. You are exporting certain goods, okay? Sometimes defective goods are coming back. Yes, it's allowed. Again, repair and send it back. You have imported certain goods, okay? There, you find that there is some problem with the maintenance, calibration, testing, etc. You can export these goods subject to condition that they would be re-imported after repairs into India, and bill of entry of re-import has got to be produced within 1 month of re-import of the exported item from India. Of course, nowadays it is on online transaction and customs will transfer it immediately. As I told you before, export credit insurance required for you. ECGC provides credit insurance. There are various types of credit insurance granted to exporters and commercial bank. ECGC is also an export promotion organization to improve the competitive capacity of Indian exporters. And the credit insurance coverage is comparable to what is available to their competitors in most countries. Objectives of ECGC are to encourage and facilitate globalization of India's trade, to assist Indian exporters in managing their credit risks by providing information on creditworthiness of the buyers, bankers, and the countries. The risk factor of each country is slightly different. And you approach ECGC, they will guide you by giving you the credit worthiness report. They will also protect Indian exporters from unforeseen losses or failure of the buyer or bank or problems faced by the country as such. They provide cost-effective credit insurance in the form of policy, factoring, investment insurance, etc., etc. They also facilitate the Indian bank by providing surety insurance covers for bankers at competitive rates. That basically means that if a bank gives you export packing credit or post-shipment credit, they need to have a backup ECG policy to cover their credit, because there is a risk factor. They have got various facilities to provide credit risk insurance for all goods and services. They also provide cover to banks and financial institutions so that better facilities are obtained. They also provide overseas investment insurance to Indian companies investing jointly in different ventures. They also offer insurance protection to importers against payment risk. Buyer has accepted the material over there. He has made payment to the bank. But suddenly there is a turmoil in terms of a war or a political upheaval. Banks cannot remit the money. In such cases, ECGC will reimburse you to the extent of 90% of the value of the consignment, of the invoice value. And that is why it becomes easier for you to obtain export finance from banks and financial institutions. They also help you in recovering your bad debts. They also give you information in advance about the credit worthiness of your buyer. Therefore, approach them, ask for guidance. You will find you are more safe in doing any export business. ECG has got a number of policies to suit individual exporters. You can select whichever policy you want. Total 14 policies which they have got. Go to them, tell them what your requirement is, and select that particular type of policy. They give cover to the banks so that banks are protected from all risk of loss involved in the transaction. That is, bank to bank getting payment. Your bank has given you the payment over here. But in turn, due to some turmoil in that country, the bank does not get the payment. Here again, ECG steps into the picture and gives the necessary payment to the banks. Also, transfer risk for banks to protect banks which add confirmation to LCs opened by foreign banks. There is a buyer's credit and line of credit which covers all types of credit issued to banks in respect of deferred payment term exports. Exim Bank of India, of course, it is export credit agency, no doubt, but apart from that, they also give you institutional financial credit. And they are also key promoters of cross-border trade and investment. As I told you before, they have expanded to helping all MSMEs, etc., etc. For them, a lot of services are provided. Main functions, they have a corporate banking group which handles a variety of financing programs for EOUs, export-oriented units, importers, and overseas investment by Indian companies. Project finance, trade finance, pre-shipment, post-shipment credits. Apart from that, even agricultural business group will handle agricultural finance also. There is SME group which handles small and medium scale finance. Export service group will give you advisory on value-added exports by giving you a lot of information. Also, as for investment promotion. Export Marketing Service Group will offer you assistance to enable you to establish your products in the overseas market, including project exports and export of services. Project exports, especially your Exim Bank, is the main agency which will extend funding and non-funded facilities for project exports. Turnkey projects, civil construction contracts, technical consultancy services. Turnkey projects are large projects where one contractor takes over the completion of the project and handing it over to the project. Construction projects, a lot of civil work projects are being done in other countries. Indian builders have gone to various countries. Technical and consultancy service also, as I told you before, yes, we are doing a lot of such consultancy services, giving such services even in foreign countries. We are handling the projects. Line of credit is a financing mechanism through which Exim Bank extends support for export of projects, equipment, goods and services from India. This line of credit is to foreign governments or their nominated agencies, national or regional development banks, overseas financial institutions, commercial banks abroad, or other suitable overseas entities. These intermediaries to overseas buyers for import of Indian equipments, goods and services. Mind you, Exim Bank will give all these services only if those buyers want to buy goods, equipment and services from India. Overseas buyers, importers can avail of all these facilities on deferred payment terms also. And this basically helps our Indian exporters and contractors to expand their work abroad into non-traditional items. It also gives us a competitive edge when we are bidding or negotiating for overseas jobs. Overseas buyers also get a benefit. They are able to obtain medium and long-term financing. Only competitive interest rates amongst host countries may be high. That is why Exim Bank helps them out. Of course, the credit is extended to foreign projects also, where Indian project exporters are working. Financing will be available to all kinds of projects and services exports from India. Facilities are upgrading and expansion of infrastructure facilities, financing of public or private projects such as plants and buildings, professional services such as surveyors, architects, consultations, etc. That is it. Thank you.